Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons Light, where I take one specific nugget from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello everyone, Simon here. Thank you very much for downloading this bite-sized episode. And I want to start by saying thank you as well to everyone who has been in touch of late with kind comments, with questions, with suggestions. They're all hugely appreciated. And I've received a number of comments specifically around the subject of anxiety, particularly after the recent bite-sized episode I recorded around imposter syndrome, which is clearly a subject that resonates with a lot of people. Now, in terms of anxiety, I'm talking about the sort of thing that may rear its head before an important event or at night when there are no distractions to take us away from it. And as someone who struggled with insomnia in my 20s, as I did, it's something I'm very familiar with. And I'm also familiar with some of our habitual ways of trying to deal with anxiety. So, for example, when we have butterflies in our stomach or a racing mind, a very common impulse is to try and get rid of it. And there are lots of ways of doing that. Another thing that we might try and do is try and distract ourselves from the feeling. So we may busy ourselves or scroll through our smartphone, reach for a drink, basically do anything to avoid having to really face that feeling directly. But the paradox is, the more that we can actually turn towards and be with anxiety and welcome the feelings associated with it, so truly turning and facing it and becoming interested in it, that is how we can ultimately stop it from ruling us. Now, it's not an easy thing to do. The natural impulse, you could say, is to turn away from uncomfortable experience. So it requires a certain amount of bravery. And you definitely can't turn towards anxiety and welcome the feelings and become interested in your inner experience as a way to get rid of anxiety. That is a trap. And that's something that Sam Harris, neuroscientist, philosopher, founder of the Waking Up Meditation app, will expand on, because I'm going to hand over to him now to talk about anxiety and how trying not to get rid of our uncomfortable inner experience can be a very powerful thing to do.
If you're trying to change your experience, you know, if you feel anxious and then you start being mindful of anxiety, you just pay close attention to the feeling of anxiety and you notice your thoughts that are making you anxious and you let go of those and you come back to the feeling, the raw feeling of just the physiology of being adrenalized in that way. The only way to actually be mindful of anxiety in this case is to truly accept it and to be deeply willing to feel it. I mean, to feel it with genuine openness and curiosity and compassion, but it can't be a strategy to get rid of it, right? So, and that's the trap that people immediately fall into. It's like they're being mindful so that the anxiety will go away and they'll feel the way they want to feel, you know, in the next moment. done in that way, it's just a practice of self-deception. I mean, it's not to say that there aren't things you can do with your attention to feel better. There are, but you might as well just go watch television and forget about why you were anxious for a half hour, which is a fine thing to do, but it's not an insight into the mechanics of suffering that truly frees you. So the first insight with mindfulness is to be willing to feel anxiety and to be willing to burn up with it. I mean, just let yourself become incandescently anxious and recognize that awareness itself never truly takes the form of anxiety. It's that which is aware of anxiety is precisely the same thing that's aware of joy or any other emotion. And you can keep dropping back into that merely witnessing frame of mind that allows everything to just arise and change and pass away. And then if you can do that and you actually get out of the thoughts about, why you should feel anxious, you'll notice that anxiety has a very short half-life, and so does anger and any other negative emotion. And they dissipate very, very quickly. And when you have that experience again and again, then you might start to think, okay, well, this is really working. I mean, mindfulness is great. I can become aware of these negative emotions and then they go away. And then again, you can get trapped by the impulse to pay attention to them so that they will go away, which again is not true mindfulness. It carries this germ of greed for pleasant experience. And so, again, that's a knot you have to keep untying. You really can mitigate your anxiety and shorten the time course of any negative reaction to life by being just more and more willing to pay attention to what's appearing and feel how you feel, and just to let it all flow and ultimately disappear. So it's a wonderful thing to learn. It's an incredible skill that we need more of in the world.
That was Sam Harris. Now, important to say that clearly anxiety can be hugely debilitating. And if that is the case with you or anyone you know, then a visit to the doctors is highly recommended. There is some interesting research emerging around supplements that may help with anxiety, but that isn't the subject of this bite-sized episode. As Sam said, it's about the power of turning towards anxiety, not as a way to get rid of it, that is a trap, but as a way to really get comfortable with being uncomfortable, to get comfortable with the discomfort. And that is the power of mindfulness. It's a way to really recognize that we are aware of our thoughts and our feelings. And ultimately, that part of us which is aware, so awareness, is never stained or disturbed by its contents, so by thoughts and feelings, however choppy and stormy and uncomfortable they may be. So you might say, I am aware of anxiety, not I am anxious. Now, with mindfulness, this is really just the start. It does have deeper implications around identity, the self, so who we are, and what we're prone to identifying with in our experience. But if you want to hear more on that deeper stuff specifically, I would suggest listening to the full episode with Sam Harris, or also the full episode I recorded with Rupert Spira. Both of those episodes are in the back catalogue and well worth checking out. Thank you for listening to this episode, and thank you to everyone as well, as I said earlier, who's been in touch with suggestions, questions, and comments of late. All much appreciated and very useful. Do keep them coming at Simon Mundy on social media or via my website. The next full-length episode is out on Monday morning. It's one I really enjoyed recording. And as a reminder, my Mundy on Monday newsletter is also out first thing on Monday. Three of the best nuggets from over 160 of these conversations dating back 3 years. So go and sign up before Sunday evening to get that at simonmundy.com. Anyway, that's it for now. I do hope you found this useful. Until next time, goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.